everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. Welcome back to my channel. And for those that are new, welcome. I'm Wendy. Listen, as an HR professional, I've had the privilege of speaking at many conferences, training teams at management, and offering strategic advice to both private and public companies and at industry events all over the country. And I'm just so thankful for that. Recently, I've been interviewed by publications like USA Today and International Business Times. Plus, I host not one, but two podcasts on the topic of human resources in a very direct and realistic manner. And I have somehow amassed, through being a guest or a podcast host, over 550 podcast shows. So check us out. They're free. I'll have the links in my bio and in this podcast information. With all of those experiences under my belt, though, I've gained valuable insights into the world of HR and management, including mistakes that I've made. Looking back saying, oh, I was part of the problem there. But today I want to share some insights with you. Many companies within the United States are too small to have HR. So the business owner or maybe the only manager there is also responsible for human resources. And it's really important to understand not only the laws, which is to get us in trouble and in the news, but just how to manage people and what people want. One of the key elements that I found critical in HR success, again, management, business ownership success is the same success as HR, is fostering a culture of inclusivity and diversity within the workplace. And now I'm not talking about just ticking boxes when I refer to diversity. I'm talking about an environment where everyone that at that company, whether they're a full-time employee, part-time employee, independent contractor, a company that you're working with to help you with some services, I want everyone to feel valued and heard. So very, very important. When your people talk, listen. When you ask them for feedback, listen. Don't just go, yeah, I already knew that. We really have to stay on top of these things. Staying up to date with HR trends and technologies is essential. Things have changed so much in the past few years. Whether you're implementing AI-driven recruiting, there's some laws and concerns that you know you need to know about. I'm not saying stop it. Just know about it so don't get yourself in court and in the news in a bad way. You also should be using data, you know, and measuring everything from recruiting to performance reviews and promotions. Like, why are things going on? Why are things going well? Let's keep doing more of that. Why are things not going well? Let's go in and find the root cause and fix that. We need to be staying ahead of today's super fast-paced business world. And it's just not easy. That's why we need to all be in this together. One of the most crucial aspects of HR success, aka business success, is it comes down to effective communication. Whether it's changing your company policies so that they're not so confusing and they're written in a language and terminology that everybody that's involved understands, or whether it's providing constructive, not just feedback, but constructive feedback more often to everyone that's on the team. So to and with. When your employees talk, listen. But when you're giving a feedback session, it should be a two-way conversation and it should be commonplace that everyone can speak up. You should be doing project downloads, department downloads, but you should be talking to your individual employees on a regular basis. It's scary at first because it sounds time confusing. I'm not going to lie. It is time confusing to have, you know, more often feedback sessions. Notice I'm not calling them performance reviews, but they're two-way feedback sessions. I would say once a month with every single individual employee. It does get easier and it could be a 5-minute, you know, let's grab a coffee and chat. The first couple of meetings might be very lengthy. There might have one a couple months from now that turns into being an hour meeting. But wouldn't you want to know that something's going not so great now versus 6 months from now when the review is coming up? So the most crucial aspect of HR success, business success, is effective employee communication. So there you have it, folks. HR isn't just about following the rules. It's about human interaction and leveraging the knowledge, skills, and abilities that they have, the knowledge, skills, and abilities that your management team has to drive positive change within your organization. If you found this video helpful, don't forget to like it, share, and subscribe for more insights from yours truly, Wendy Sellers, the HR lady. Take care.